Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll start the fifth perek. Hoimer Mishkoli Olai. Somebody says, I'm giving to Hekdish my weight. Okay, after Yom Tov, this is expensive. Noisein Mishkoli Kesef. So he has to give his weight in silver, or if it's silver, silver him zov. So the way the Gemara understands that, basically it goes by you. It goes by your interpretation. If you say silver, it's silver. If you say gold, it's gold. Obviously, one of the keys of understanding this Mishnah does the Mishnah mean that it's totally in what you decide, or does the Mishnah mean that you define what you meant? In other words, when you said Mishkoli Olai, and you come a week later to pay the amount, so the Mishnah says, if it's whatever you say, if it's silver, it's silver, if it's gold, it's gold. When do you have to tell us, not really when, about what period are you talking? Are you telling us what you were thinking when you made the neder? Or are you telling us today, this is what I want to give? Today I'd like to give silver, today I'd like to give gold. And there's a tremendous difference in the way to understand it. But that's the way the Mishnah reads. Now the Mishnah brings a shtickel stira. Ma'isa be'imish of Yermatya, the mother of Yermatya. She'omro mishkal biti olai. She said, I'm going to give the weight of my daughter. The Tosefta says this ma'isa was because her daughter got sick. She made a neder that if her daughter gets well, she'll give her weight to Hekdesh. Which is actually the source of the minik, that we know that if somebody is sick, there's an inyan to give tztokah, and to give the amount of tztokah that reflects the person. Like sometimes they give the amount of tztokah of the gematria of the person's name and his father's name. So the concept comes from this Mishnah. Because this was her daughter, Tosefta says her daughter was sick. She said, I'll give to Hekdesh what her weight was, is. Also, Yerushalayim. She went up to Yerushalayim, v'shoklo mishkolo zahav, and she gave the weight of gold. Okay, she gave the weight of a daughter in gold. Okay, now this seems to conflict with the Reish. The Reish seems to say, it's up to you. Silver, gold, whatever you decide. And the story seems to say that she had to give gold. Otherwise, I mean, what's the point of the story? So the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. This is a side question. It says the Gemara, Mishkal Yodi Olai. How do we weigh a hand? The hand is always connected to the body, so you never get an accurate weight of the hand. You never get a precise weight of the hand. So what do? Rabbi Yehuda Emel, Memali Chavis Mayim. What? Somebody wants to weigh his hand. Can't get an accurate weight of the hand. So what do? Rav Yehuda says, you fill up a chavis mayim, u'machnisa ad marfikoi, you stick it in all the way. Marfikoi, according to most Rishonim, means all the way to your armpit. Some Rishonim learn it means to your elbow. V'shoikel, and then you take, obviously water is going to spill out. So now that's the concept of displacement, right, which we use in many places, which actually some, the Maram Shik, wanted to bring a raya from this Mishnah against his Rebbe's Psak, the Chassam Sefer. Because the Chassam Sefer felt that displacement doesn't work when you're dealing with solids versus liquids. The Chassam Sefer didn't agree with that methodology. So the Chassam Sefer felt that you can't measure, when you want to measure a solid, you can't measure it with a liquid, with displacement. So the Maram Shik wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah, not like the Chassam Sofer. But there's many answers to that. But as the Mishnah says, V'shoikel mibaso chamor, atzomois v'gidim, v'noisein l'soicho yachet yismaloi. Basically, the donkey meat had some kind of equivalence to human meat, as far as its weight, its density. So you fill it up with donkey meat and bones, and then when the water gets filled up to the top, that's the weight. Omar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says this is not an accurate way. You can't make this perfect. Flesh and meat and bones, you can't make this a perfect mix. We look at the hand, we get some expert to evaluate approximately what the hand is worth. It's obvious that it's going to be an approximation. That's the way we go. We can't get perfection, so we go to a whole different methodology. That's his sheet. Very strange sheet. But if you look at the Gemara, we'll read quickly through the Gemara on Beis. The Gemara really doesn't shed light so much on this point. Look at the Gemara on top, Tono Rabbanan. Mishkal Yodi and Mishkal Ragli Alai. The Gemara repeats the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudah says, Mevi Chovas. You bring a barrel of Mamali Mayim. Umachnis Biyada the Otzel. You put your hand all the way in to your shoulder. By the foot, you put it into the up until the knee. Shoikel, boso, chamo, donkey meat, kidim vatsomas. You add some bones and meat. Now you fill up the donkey meat until the barrel is filled, and that's the weight. Even though we don't have proof that donkey meat can be used as an equation to human meat. But there's a zecher in the pasuk in Yechezkel. It says boso chamerim besor. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi tells him, "Heich efshel lachaven boso keneged boso and gidim keneged gidim? How could you get it exact? The exact amount of meat and limbs and bones?" Amar Rabbi Yehuda, "Oimdim. You're right. Well, God be that. I agree. You can only make an evaluation, approximation." So Rabbi Yosi turns to me and says, "So you're using an approximation anyway, so just go for the approximation." Once you're telling me, we don't have a scientific measurement here anyway of getting the perfect weight, so just go for an approximation. That's all the Gemara says. It's very strange. Why wouldn't I try to get as close? Rabbi Yosi is saying, let's do the best we can do, which is really the rule of thumb of most of Shulchan Aruch. Most of Shulchan Aruch is based on you do your best. In fact, according to the way most of the Poskim understand, halachic science is based on the human evaluation. That makes it into science. You don't need perfect. You don't need perfection. You need the human evaluation. And that's the Torah's perfection. The Torah's perfection is what the human being evaluates. That is the Torah's perfection. So if you're just saying a very simple thing, if you're just saying, try your best. And we spoke about this in many areas of halacha, whether it's negiah to bugs, whether it's negiah to square of tefillin, whether it's negiah to dots on an esrog, whether it's negiah to kashrus of a sefer Torah, simoni behemoth tamei. In most areas of halacha, it goes by approximation. It's rare that we say according to Allah you have to do a little more. We do find that. In some places we find, like in Hilchos Shechita, some places we find that halacha requires you to do more to make sure that you got at least what you need. Don't rely on perfection. Don't rely on your perfection because you have shel samson, because it's not perfect. Your evaluation is not perfect. Or we find, let's say, in Hilchos Bechorah, we find if you hold the Efshel Tzamzim, so if an animal would, let's say, give birth to two Bechorim at the same time, so if you hold the, let's say it's Efshel Tzamzim, only one of them is a Bechor. Only one came out first. Right? So there you see the concept where sometimes we do try to make it perfect. Gemara brings down by the Mizbeach, they used to have a chut ha-sikra in the middle of the Mizbeach, right, a string in the middle to separate between the Dama Elyon and the Dama Tachton. And that string covered the bases because it can't be exact 50% of the Mizbeach. So again, sometimes you find that halacha requires you to go the extra mile, right? But in most cases, we say that the human evaluation reflects perfection, because there are places where you can't go the extra mile. If the Torah, like Shelley said, if the Torah says tefillin has to be square, you can't make it a little bigger. You make it what looks exactly to be square. You don't even have the luxury to go a little more. There's no little more. It's got to be perfect. If the Oren got to be an Amah V'chetzi, so it's got to be an Amah V'chetzi. You can't make it a little more than an Amah V'chetzi. So your evaluation reflects perfection. Rabbi Yossi over here is saying, listen, can't get it perfect anyway scientifically. So just do it this way. Just make the whole thing an evaluation. Why? Why is that a svara? Svara should be, do your best, and that's good. So the Gemara doesn't explain. From here, the Gemara just goes on to a different shaila, which is how much, this is an interesting shaila, how much of the hand is considered a hand. The Gemara says, b'yad ad ha'otzel, what do you mean? When you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the Beis HaMikdash, it's ad ha'perek. You do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, further up, till the perek. So the Gemara said, further down, till the perek, till just the palm, according to most Rishonim. Right? Till the wrist. The end of the palm. So Gemara says like this, Doraisa ad ha'perek. Midaraisa taka, the hand, is taka only the hand. From the wrist up is not the hand. But b'nedorim, we go after Lashem b'nei Adam. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Which, by the way, the Rashba and his Tshuvas holds that Netilas Yadayim in the morning is equivalent to Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim. Which means, because he says you become a Berech Hadasha, he says just like the Kohen in Beis HaMikdash has to do Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim to become Roi Lavoida, so human being also gets renewed. So according to the Rashba, it comes out that in the morning, even though other Netilas Yadayim is only until the knuckles, but in the morning, the first natila you do has to be the complete hand, up until the wrist. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? By tefillin, it also says yadcha. And there it's even above. It goes past the elbow. For God be tefillin, l'chsev yadcha, v'tonu v'menashcha, yadcha z'kibayra. The Gemara says, you're right. Deraisa kibayra is kulur. Midaraisa, the whole arm, up until the armpit, is considered your hand. In fact, the Vilna Gaon in Hilchos Tefillin brings a raya against the Ramah from this Gemara, because the Ramah holds that when you put on tefillin shel yad, it can only be on the lower part of the upper arm. In other words, you basically take the space of the arm between the elbow and the shoulder blades, and between there it has to be on the lower half of the arm, according to the Ramah. The Gaon holds the whole upper arm is kosher for tefillin, and he uses this Gemara as a raya, because the Gemara says kibur is kula. It's all midaraisa in the hand. But the dorim, you go after Lashem the other, and that's why we go Lashem the other. Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim b'Migdash Hilchos Gemirilah. It's halacha l'Moshe Misina. You're right. Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim would also be all the way up. But there's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that only includes the hands. B'regel ad ha'akuv v'v'minu, how could you tell me that the leg goes up to the knee? We know it says regolim prak l'bal l'kabim. It says when you go to be to be el regel, it excludes bal l'kabim, people that don't have the lower part of the foot. The Gemara says, "Benedor amachar roshem nei other." The Gemara says, "Deraisa, you're telling me that if you don't have, once you don't have the lowest part of the foot, that's called that you don't have feet." For gabi chalitza, it says ragloi, and the halacha is that a person that doesn't have the lower part of his leg, but he has anything below the knee, and the shoe is put onto that, you could do chalitza. Even though he doesn't have anything, the ankle doesn't have any of that. Just has something hanging below the knee. And she removes the shoe from there, from the calf, anywhere on the calf. Kosher. I chalts him in our kubel amata chalitzos ekshela. Amos hashani osim the makro meyal ragloi. Says meyal ragloi. Meyal means above his foot. So you don't need dafka the foot. Above the foot is also called the foot. The Gemara says yachi lamala meyakubel. So then even the thigh should be okay. The Gemara says no meyal below meyal the meyal. Okay. So this is the Gemara. The Gemara says papa shmami no hayistayriya. The ankle, from the ankle below, it's one bone. The Gemara is saying the foot doesn't have more joints. Because if the foot would have more joints, then the calf would already be me'al de me'al. The fact that we're saying the calf is only me'al is a raya that the actual below the ankle is only one bone. Only one joint. It can't be that there's several joints there because then that would already be called me'al de me'al. I don't know if you're going to tell me after the ankle then there are more joints before it gets down to the floor, then havala yistera me'al. So the ankle's already me'al. And then the shock of the calf is me'al de me'al. Strange Gemara. What's the Gemara? This is a Matthias. What's the Gemara need to go bring a raya? From a pasuk, there is a famous Tshuva Sarash, fascinating Tshuva Sarash, and the Brisker Rav says the same idea, and that is that we find many Gemaras and Medrashim that follow this Gemara, which means they're talking about a simple Metzias, and they'll bring a Raya from a pasuk. It's a Metzias. The Gemara in Gittin talks about where Babel is. If it's to the north of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, yes, yeah, to the north, because it says mitzofa in tiftach ha'ra. Right? That's the Gemara. It says mitzofa in tiftach ha'ra. So the Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk that bubbles to the north. So everybody asks, what do you mean? Look at the map. The Gemara brings a raya from a pasuk. So the Rosh already discusses in the Tshuvas that the only reality, the ultimate reality, is the Torah's reality. And the Torah's reality is better than what we... than the perceptive reality. And that's why when Chazal had a choice, of course we rely on perceptive reality. All over we do that. But the point is, perceptive reality is still only second to the Torah's reality. The Torah's reality is a notch higher. So if we could bring a raya from a pasuk, the Moshul, the Gemara brings a raya, lagabi, mathematics, arithmetic, in the from the mikvah of Shlomo HaMelech. The basic laws of mathematics, which we could just evaluate. Same idea, the Rosh and his Tshuvas says that idea. And the truth is that by Yeshua ben Nun, you see the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, he asked Yeshua ben Nun, is there any shvekas you have? Ask me. We had that in Tmurim. So Yeshua tells his Rebbe, no, I have no shvekas. He says, you wrote about me in the Torah that I never left you. Yeshua. So the question is, what does he have to say? What does he have to make reference to? They're standing together. He could say, you know, I never left you. He said, the Torah says the Torah reality is the ultimate reality. That's what Gemara here is trying to say. You don't need it. The Torah HaKadosh wouldn't do it just to do that. But once it's there and it's at our disposal, we're going to utilize it. Anyway, Al-Kuponim, this is a whole shock of a tie to Gemara, but one thing we see from the Gemara doesn't give us any clarity whether the arm is the wrist or the elbow or all the way up to the armpit. The bottom line is, l'chayr, it's incumbent upon us by an eder to try to get it as close as possible to what you said. And the Gemara doesn't give us any clarity why Rabbi Yossi would say, well, once you can't get it exact, throw the whole thing out.
Well, what's the basis for this whole Gemara? Why don't we say, ask the person what you had in mind?
That we're going to get to. We're going to get to that. So my first question is, I want to understand why does Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah not even make an attempt to make this right? He says, I can't get it good, so throw out the book. That does not fit what we would normally say to do. That's number one. Lashem Ne'odim is a Metzias. It can be a Machlokes Mishnah what the Lashem Ne'odim is. Rabbi Yehuda also has Lashem Ne'on. Okay. The second shaila we have here is when we say we check the weight, forgetting what we use, gold, silver, whatever we're going to use for you to pay, right? We say you check the weight. What weight do we check? Do we check yesterday's weight when you made the nether? Or we check today's weight when you're paying? So we learned earlier on Daf Yud Ches, before Yom Tov, we learned that we don't go by what you were worth yesterday, we go by what you're worth today, and we gave the whole shtickle tale why, because the nether is not really, it doesn't become enforced, doesn't become validated until the time that you give it. Here, the Rosh, and that's why I asked the Yolim to look up this Rosh, I know you didn't have time, but it's right in front of you, Nishita Mukubetzis, brings down this question, Tzorech Iyum, Tzorech Ladaktik, Pe'eze Eis Shiklo Osa. When do you win? Ki Adomu Yudua, She'odom Kovet Yoyse Ba'boike Okedem Achil? Well, like I told you, there's the pre-yomtif weight and post-yomtif weight, but every day you have that. When you first eat, before you wait, and after you wait. There's weight. U'mistavred Akril Kish'as HaNeder. Says the Rosh, Shiti here is quoting the Rosh. He says it's logical that everything goes by the time of the nether. Not by the time when you're coming to pay, but we go back to the time that you made the nether. That's what he says. If somebody lost weight, they'd have to pay the higher price. Somebody gained weight, they paid a lower price. They go by the time of the nether. That's what he says. The bottom line, that's what he says. The obvious question is that this is a conflict with what we learned before. Rav Yashiv already presents this question in his Sefer. And he, Rav Yashiv, has an interesting shita. He holds, which the Rosh doesn't say this the way he reads, but the way Rav Yashiv, because of this question, he brings down the Rosh. V'tzorech loymai, he says, V'yesh lohoya. He says, there's a question here. Mile'el daf yud ches, we learned earlier, the domim noisin kishas nesina, you give it at the time of nesina. So he says, what's going on? So Rav Yashiv says like this, v'tzorech loyma, he says a different pshat. He says the Rosh doesn't mean you give by today's value. You give by yesterday's value. You give by today's value, not by yesterday's value. The Rosh doesn't mean, let us say, that whatever weight we're talking about, yesterday was worth $5 and today it's worth $10. The Rosh agrees that you'll give the $10 price. That's what Yashiv wants to say. The Rosh says, you go by the time of the nether. He says, the Rosh is only talking about one specific shaila, and that is a person's weight before he eats breakfast and a person's weight after he eats breakfast. He says, that's a standard. Every day of the year you have your pre-eating weight and your post-eating weight. He says, Lagabi, that piece, we go by the time when you made the nether. If you made the nether before breakfast, so we go by your pre-breakfast weight, but we're going by today. Today's pre-breakfast weight value. That's what the Rosh means. He doesn't mean, and that's what he says. He says, "V'tzorech loymar," says Rav Yashiv, "the le'inyan hashuma b'chlalusa." If we're just talking about the general evaluation, as linon boso shasta sina, we don't go by when he made the nether. We go by today. We go by the day that he's paying. The chen adim b'mishnosena, ach le'inyan hashuma b'frot is chaynu be'eze shol l'shoymoi. What time of the day do we evaluate you? So we go by today, but now what? In the morning, in the afternoon, at night? He made a nether on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We want to weigh him on the 10th day of Nissan. So he says, when do we weigh him from? Because if for Shchedesh Nissan it was before the Achila, today it's also before the Achila. That's the way he understands. He says, why? The Shinui Zeh, the Koidim Achila, V'Avra Achila, Shayach Bekol Yoyim. This distinction between before eating, after eating, that's not relevant to Dafka when you made the Neder. That's a daily fluctuation. So now we have to know what you meant. So since you made the Neder after supper, so we say, you mean my after supper weight. But of course, we're going to go by the day of the net of the pain, not the day of the net. That's how Avalyasha gets out of this question. Now, I would tend to say that this would be the Pasha Pshan and the Rosh if the Rosh didn't continue. If you look at this Rosh, he starts by saying, Be'eza eis lishkol oisa. That part fits very well with Avalyasha. When do we weigh you? That sounds like we're talking about the day of the nether, of the pain. When do we tell you to get onto the scale? You come to Bezin, you jog into Bezin, your pre-breakfast jog. You say, weigh me. Bezin goes, 1 sec. Did you make your nether by your pre-breakfast jog? Or did you make the nether after, you know what I mean? After Chvez Doggies. After the unbelievable onion, it's 5,000 calories. Which, when do you make the nether? You have your influence. But then, the Rosh uses a generic term. Mistavre, he says it's logical. Hakoil kishasanet. Everything goes by when you made the net. What's the hakoil kishasanet? It's mashma now that he's not going any longer. When exactly do we weigh you in the morning, afternoon? That's a shaila he has. Then he goes, 1 second. The Rosh seems to be saying, we don't look at you today. We look at you what happened then. It's not negeya today. So the way I read the Rosh doesn't seem to be, he's going away, he's straying away from his first shaila. His first shaila was, when do we weigh you? Do you get weighed in the morning? Do you get weighed in the afternoon, at night? When do we weigh you? The Rosh doesn't address that anymore. He goes back and he says, 1 second. He says, it's mistame that everything goes by the time of the Neder. He doesn't say, hakoil b'shasa Neder means everything. That means that the Rosh is going back and he's saying, even the value. He seems to be saying, everything goes back to the time of the Neder. And since everything goes back to the time of the Neder, the Rosh is saying, it's not relevant for us to weigh you today. You follow? That's the wording. The wording of the Rosh is more, and that's why the Briskerov and many of the Gedolei Achronim were bothered with this question, because they didn't learn like Revel Yashiv. They didn't learn the Rosh like Revel Yashiv. Revel Yashiv is learning the Rosh is not at all debating of whether we go by the time of the Neder or we go by today. He's only debating on when we weigh you, morning, afternoon, night. And on that, the Rosh says, we go by whatever you made the Neder. And he gives him an explanation why, because since a person has, this is a daily change, so you're meant to be whatever you were then, as far as weighing in. But what I'm telling you is that if you look at the Lashon of the Rosh, it's more mashma like the Briskerov understood the Rosh, which is that the Rosh is talking generically now. He's saying, Hakoil kishasa neder. Everything goes back to what it was at the time of the neder. We don't look at you today. And that's why the Rosh says the Shaila is not negeya when to weigh you. Should we tell you to eat breakfast, not to eat breakfast? We go back to then. We're not talking about today. Because otherwise the whole lotion of Akril Kishas HaNeder doesn't fit the way Rav Eliyashiv learns. The Rosh should go back to what he said before. He should say, V'sheik lo moisoi bizman shenoda, not Akril Kishas HaNeder. And that's why he says Mistavra. Mistavra is because it's logical that we go by you gave your value to Hekdesh a month ago, so you go by that. But again, if we go that approach, then it throws out the teretz of Revel Yashiv. We're back to our question as to this seems to be a conflict. It seems to be a conflict on Yud Ches. We said if somebody says I give my value to Hekdesh, we don't go by the time that you made the Neder, we go by the time of today. And another thing that bothers me is that if we would learn like Revel Yashiv, we still have a contradiction. Because earlier we learned that if a guy had a mishap, something happened to him from the time that he made the Neder to the time that he paid. He got sick. We know for sure that he went down in value. Remember, that was one of the examples we had. Something happened to him. We know he was hospitalized, he lost weight, he's weakened. We know that he's worth now a fraction of what he was worth when he made the nether. We said, still the halach is you go by when you pay. Right? So then, the Rosh's mistavra doesn't make sense anymore either. Why would I say that it's mistavra lagabi the weight? We go by your pre or post breakfast, depending on when you made the nether. If everything else goes by when you pay, why would we say it's mistama that this is different? You follow what I'm saying? If the guy lost his leg, which is pretty significant, we say, well, we go by now. Right now you would add a leg, so you're worth much less. That's what you have to pay. Yeah? But and what the Rosh is saying, but lagabi pre-breakfast or post-breakfast, it's mistavra that we go by what it was at the time of the nether. Why? It should go by when you walk into Bezin. Lagabi everything else, it goes by when you walk in. Even when there's a significant devaluation, I'm not talking about a half a pound this way or that way, we're talking about a significant devaluation, we still go by when you walk in or wheel in. Right? And lagabi, the breakfast, all of a sudden, we say, well, this is logical, we go by. Why would the Rosh say that? It's therefore sounds like the Rosh is saying for some. So I'll tell you what I think. What's the other cases? He can't. That's our problem. He can't say it because over there we had a din that you go by Shas Nesina.
Right.
That's black and white. It's not debatable. It's a Gemara.
So how would the Rosh learn according to Brisker Rabbah, according to the Mistabra, the Mishka, let's say, okay, fine. So,
that's what I'm saying. It's a problem. That this is a problem. Either way, we have a problem. What I'm saying is, if we learn that the Rosh is actually saying the way he sounds, what he sounds like he's saying is, we ignore what you are today, we go by what you were yesterday, will God be the weight, then we run into the problem that's a direct steerer with the Sugya.
But even anyway,
and if we learn the other way, well, that we'll see, because we have to know that we have to go back to this gold and silver. We have to go back. We didn't yet clarify why is it gold and why is it silver. What triggers that? Is it depend on what you're thinking? No, but you didn't say. You said Mishkol Yolai. You didn't say gold, silver, anything. So you have to know what does that mean that later you can on your own decide what you're going to give. That's another question we have. Is that because you didn't say anything? No, if you said Zov, you said Zov.
Right, but the value of Zov changed anyway. Because if you go by the time of the Nether from Mishkol, then you have to go by the
No, because if you said you're going to give gold to Hektis, you didn't say the value of gold, you said gold, you got to give gold.
Said Zov Mishkol.
Mishkoli Bezov, that means
right.
I will. If I'm 200 pounds, if I'm 200 pounds, which is my post-yomtiv weight, right? So 200 pounds, I got to give 200 pounds of gold.
Oh,
right?
So I
got
to
give the gold. If I wait, then I'll only be 190, hopefully. But I'm just saying, you got to give 200 pounds of gold. You got to bring in 200 pounds of gold.
Everybody thinks he's going to lose weight.
Again, if when a person makes a nether, his nether is to give his value of the day when he pays, if that's the halacha, then it's not mistavra that when he made the nether should make any difference. It's not mistavra. You could say whatever you want, but it's not mistavra.
But on that day, you can't know what it was then.
Again, we already went through this before Yom Tov. We said even in a case where we know that there was a devaluation, you still give the current weight. That was the whole problem we had with Rashi and Tosis, whether it's a Svar. Tosis says it's a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not even a question of a Svar. Even if we knew exactly what you were worth a month ago, and we know that today you're worth half the price, you give the half price because the Torah requires you to give your value when you pay. So what's going on? Why should this be different? It should be Mistavra different. So it's difficult. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mayim Kesef Kesef Im Zov Zov. What does it mean, Im Kesef Kesef Im Zov Zov? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Pireish Kesef, Kesef, Pireish Zohav, Zohav. If you said you meant silver, well, we don't know what this means. But he says, if you say silver, silver, if you say gold, gold, does that mean you say this is what you meant? Well, does that mean you're saying now that's what I'm giving? Kamash Malon, says the Gemara Peshit. Avada, you can give what you whatever you want. That's what the Gemara says. Avada, you can give what you want. The Gemara says, no. Kamash Malon, time of the Piresh. It's only because now you're coming and saying gold. Or now you're coming and saying silver. But, Haloi Piresh, if you don't clarify, Potal Nafshe Bekoldhu. You can give Hekdesh any amount, which means it has to be your weight. So if you're dealing with 190 pounds, you got to give 190 pounds. But it could be 190 pounds of pitch, of Zephyrs. It has to be something people weigh. It has to be something people weigh. Says the Gemara, Kederachva, the Omarachva, Ba'asra, the Takli Kufra. In a place where pitch is weighed, Potanavshe, Afilu Bekufra. You can go to Hektish and give them 190 pounds of pitch. It's up to you. Says the Gemara, Pshite. Pshite. Some people weigh it and some people measure it. Since not everybody weighs it, maybe you can only give Hector something which is unanimously weighed. Because since you use the term weight, you have to give something which is a weighted item and not something which some people weigh and some people don't weigh. Kamash Malon. Omar Rav Papa. And in a place where they weigh onions, so you could even give Hektish onions, which was even cheaper. Says the Gemara Pshita. What says no? It's the boss of the Shakli Shodu Trei Klosa. They put in, after they finish weighing it, they throw in another 2-3. So Mela, since they throw in another 2-3, you would think now it's not called a weight item anymore. Because they give you extra. Kamash Malon, I would think now to tame a bottle, Teres Mishka. Now it's not called a weight item. Kamash Malon, that it is called a weight item. That's the Gemara. Now, this is a Yeridea question, actually. Because you know, Dovership and Minyan is not bottle. The Halach is in Yeridea if you have something that people sell by number. Right? Because it's Choshev. They sell it by number, it's not bottle. So there's a whole shayla in the poskim. What happens if they sell it by number, but they add a couple? They throw in 2-3. So many hold, the Delos HaTshuva and others hold, it's not a Dovership and Minyan anymore. So they ask from our sugya, which says clearly, that even though you throw in an extra 2-3, it's still called a weight item. The question is not a question. Because over there, the reason why it's not bottle is because it's so chashev, it's counted, so it's not bottle. If at the end of the guy throws in another 2-3, so you see that the fact that they count it is not because it's chashev. Just that's the way they sell it. The fact that they're ready to throw in 2-3 extra shows it's not chashev. Here we're dealing with a different item. Here we're dealing with, is this a weight item? So as long as primarily it's sold by weight, it's good enough. That's clearly the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about the Ima Shel Yomakya? My Solisto? It's a contradiction. If you're a choshev person, then we say you meant gold. Because that's what you deal with. So the Rambam says this has to be an Osher Muflug. Somebody very wealthy. Very wealthy, exceedingly wealthy. My Sabi Ima Shel Yomakya Shomo. Mishka beat your life also is your lion, but not the Mishka is off. Okay. So now we'll try to get to some clarity here. So the Gemara is saying, this part of the Gemara is simple. The Gemara is saying is that if it's clear that you meant gold, so it's gold. So then that's what it means. So when I say regular Mishka Yalai, it's up for grabs. I could mean onions. I could mean silver, I could mean gold, it could mean anything. So, When I come and I say, the Gemara says here, I have a right to say, I'm giving pitch. Right? Or I'm giving onions. Yeah. So that seems to be that what we have here is a Suffolk Nether. We have a Suffolk Nether. And you're going Lahokal. That's what's happening here. You said you're going to give your weight. Your weight could be a range of something which goes for $1 a pound or $100,000 a pound. And you could decide if you want to just give $1 a pound, so that's your decision. Why? Because it's a Suffolk Neder. So Suffolk Neder should go l'chum. Should be l'chum. This is a question everybody's bothered. Rav Yashiv asked this question. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Stam the Dorim l'hachmen. If you make a neder that could go in two directions, we take the chomer. We don't take the cow. V'ayim b'lecha mishne shehikshe me'od ha'kaim alon stam the dorim l'hachmen. We even go l'chumra if it's a miut. Okay? Even if only a miut of the people would mean something, by another we take that into account. So why over here we going l'chumra? Over here we're going. Whatever you want, that's his kasha. So Rav Eliashiv wants to say a tremendous chiddush. That maybe hektish is different than the dorim, and by hektish we go l'chumra. It's like Hamotzi Mechaveiroi. We go Lekula by Hekdash. It's different than the dog. It's a tremendous Chiddush, Rav Eliashiv. That's what he wants to say, perhaps. The Lechem Mishnah says an unbelievable Chiddush. The Lechem Mishnah says as follows. The Mighty, our Mishnah is talking about Bechoyshev b'sh'as nidroi sheyishkoyo b'zefesoy b'btsolim. So the Lechem Mishnah says that our Gemara is not talking about a case where you later come and tell us this is what I want to give. You say, listen, I made a nether, I'm going to give my weight. And now I'm deciding, on my way up to Yerushalayim, I decided it's going to be onions. That wouldn't work. The first thing they're going to ask you in Beis HaMikdash, they're going to say, what was your intent? And if you say anything other than I meant onions, they're going to say, okay, so pay gold. When our Gemara says that only an Adam Choshev has to pay gold, our Gemara means an Adam Choshev, even if he comes down and wants to give onions and he says that's what I meant, we tell him go bluff. Because by you it means gold. But even the guy in the street, the Joe in the street, comes to Beis HaMikdash, he says, listen, I made a nether to give my weight. And Bezin says, well, what did you mean? He goes, I don't know what I meant. I'd like to give onions. They say, well, nothing. Pull dreams. You're paying gold. Unbelievable chiddush. That's how Lechem Mishnah. Because of his question, Stam the Dorim L'Hachmer, because of that question, he says, this is the only way to learn. That's his maskana. So the Lechem Mishnah actually holds that you got to give extra. That's his sheet. The Yeshua in the Mona says it. He says that's also consistent. Because the Gemara says it in the Dorim, it's a Mishnah, Pirushom Log, which means by a nether, although we go Lahachmir, you have a right to interpret the nether Lakulam. You can say, this is what I meant. And that's what it means over here. That's what the Gemara means. It's really a plea. Now look at Rashi. Tell me if you think that Rashi can tolerate this pshat. Rashi says here, Potter Nafshe. You got a Potter Nafshe Bekolduhu. You see Rashi on top? First Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says, Kol Masha Hu Roitzel Lishkol Yishko. Give whatever you'd like. That doesn't sound to me that Rashi is saying this is what you said at the time of the... Rashi says, decide. Kol ma shehu reitze. As I said, Rashi. Rashi's talking about present. You're walking in now to pay. We tell you, what do you want? It's up to you. The Lech HaMishnah is saying it's absolutely not up to you. It goes by what you were thinking then. And if in fact you didn't have any thought then, you got to pay gold. Pella. So Lech HaMishnah's pshat is really very, very difficult. That wouldn't work for him. Yeah. He had nothing in mind. That doesn't matter. We go lahachma by another, which means if the guy says, I don't know.
So even if you could have interpreted what he wanted it being, it was
I don't know means, I don't know means I wasn't thinking about any specific thing.
Correct.
So we say, okay, so then the halacha is, you got yourself into hot water. You know what I mean? It's like Dvorim Shebelev. The halacha by Dvorim Shebelev is, if I do something, if I say something, which has certain ramifications, and then I say, but I didn't really want those ramifications. It's too bad, because that's what I said. So the Lech HaMishnah, although he's getting around the kasha, number one, it's not consistent with the Gemara doesn't seem to say like him. The Gemara doesn't say, well, it all depends on what he's thinking. And because the whole flow of the Gemara seems to be that whenever we have a doubt, we go to Kula. It's only somebody who's like the Rambam says, an Usher Muflug. We say, okay, so an Asher Muflug, when he says, my weight, it means gold. His word is gold. But other than that, it's not. So I want to tell you another difficulty with the way he's learning. The way the Lech HaMishnah is learning, it should come out that you can only give koifer. You can only give pitch or onions. Because the halacha is, if I make a neder, and that's why I wanted you to look up the sugya in Temuga, and if you look in the Rambams that we have here in the Maram HaKemis, the halacha is that by hektish, when you're maktish a value, you can always give more. That's poshut. If I maktish $1,000, I could give $2,000. You don't have to give what you don't have to give the limited amount that you will make this. You could give more. You could give as much as you'd like, right? But if I was makdish an item, I can't give something different. I have to give that item. Okay? So l'moshel. If I was makdish an oilus oif, if I said, Harei Alai to bring an oilus oif, I can't bring an oilus behema. Even though, even though an oilus behema is better, it's more expensive, it's more value, doesn't matter. I said I'm going to bring an oilus oif, I got to give an oilus oif. If I say I'm going to give hekdesh a specific thing, I'm going to give hekdesh a Hyundai, I'm being makdesh a 2000 Hyundai to hekdesh, yeah? An item, not the value of a 2,000 Honda. I can't give Hektish a Lexus. I can give Hektish a Lexus also. I still have to give the Hyundai. I have a Lexus, I could buy 20 Hyundais. It doesn't make a difference how many Hyundais you could buy. He said, Maisa, you mark this a Lexus. A Honda. You got to give her a Honda. The same thing. The Rambam says, Claw. Hanoidu Godel Vehevi Cotton Lo Yotza. Right? Somebody made a nether of a big thing, he brings a small thing, he's not yotz. No, the cotton baby godel, yotz. The Rambam then clarifies. He says, Hare oiloi shlomim, keves, baby ayil, oishanoda egel, baby shaw, yotz. If I make a nether, I'm going to bring an animal. I could bring a more expensive animal because it's still called an animal. It's called an oilus behem. Because, exactly. I'm saying, but an ayil, or a shor, or a keves, is all called one thing. It's called an oilus behemah. But the Rambam says, if a person made a neder, and he doesn't know what he had in mind, right? So halacha is, the Rambam paskins, that he has to bring behemah and an oif. Also. Why? Because he says, because if you don't remember what you maybe you said a knife. And if you set a knife, you gotta bring a knife. Okay, so if I say behema, and I just happen to mention a small behema, I could bring a big behema, because it's all a behema. It's not a different item. It's a better one. No problem. That's like saying I'm gonna give $1,000 sectors, I give $2,000 sectors. No problem. But if I say I'm gonna give an oilless life, I can't give an oilless behema. Because oilless behema is not an oilless life. It's different. If somebody says I'm gonna give 200 pounds of pitch to Hegdish, he gotta give that 200 pounds of pitch to Hegdish.
Why is it the value?
Right? If he says the value, then he only has to give the value.
Rashi says Mashi Yishlo Yishlo, doesn't say he's gonna give it. What the value of that weight is, of whatever item it is.
Again, if he says clearly I'm gonna give the value, yes. But if he says I had in mind pitch, that's what I had in mind, like Lech HaMishnah wants to say. I had in mind pitch. Then L'chaira, you should have to give pitch. You know what the Gemara says? I feel you could give. It's up to you. You could give pitch, you could give onions, you could give anything in the middle. But according to Lech HaMishnah, there's no such thing. See, the way we reading Rashi, it's very good. It's up to you. Come and decide. Take a menu. Anything that's the base HaMishnah will give you. Anything that's a weighable item, pick your list. It starts from $1 a pound to $1,000,000 a pound. Then pick it out. And you look. You look it over. You see what kind of mood you're in today. How generous you are today. You go, I'll give pitch. Or I'll give gold. Or I'll give silver. I'll give copper. That's the way the Gemara reads. But if you learn like the Lech HaMishnah, the Lech HaMishnah is turning this into a decisive nether. He's saying, you can't decide now what. You have to come in now and tell us exactly what you were thinking then. And if not, we're going to impose the highest value upon you. So I'm saying is that if the guy comes in and says, I meant dafka pitch, then l'chori should have to give pitch. Avada Rashi says you don't have to do that because Rashi's l'shitosei. Rashi says do whatever you want. What I'm saying is that the way the Lech HaMishnah is learning, that it should follow the halachas of the Rambam. That if a guy says, I mean dafka bird, he has to give a bird. He can't give a behemoth. When you talk about an item, then there's no such thing as doing better. You gotta do the item, you gotta do what you gotta do. So the whole thing about filu kufka, you could bring even coin that doesn't really stim according to Lech HaMishnah. It's not filu, it's only. So the flow of the Gemara is really not like the Lech HaMishnah. So I wanna tell you what I think is a poshut approach to take the sugya here. And I think everything will fall into place. I'll tell you like this. The original question that we asked was, going back to the weight, why is it that when we talk about the weight, when you say Mishkol Yalai, why would the Rosh say that we go by when you made the nether versus Barisday? So we had Rav Yashiv's approach that you really don't go by the time of the nether, you go by today. It's just, but the simple way to read the Rosh is it's direct conflict to what was before. So, I think the answer to that question is based on a Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that when a person says domiel, every nether, we have to analyze what your nether was. So, Lamasha, somebody says harayalai oil, he's really not giving Hektish any money. He's machayev himself to bring a korban to Hektish. That's one type. Then you have Erkiolai, he's being machayev money. But he's not being mechayev money based on his value. He's being mechayev based on erich. If he says domi olai, so there he's being mechayev to give his value to Hektish. It is also he's giving value. But he's basing the value on himself. So we have a Hektish from the Dorim to Erichin. Just like by Erichin, we go by Shas Nesina. So by Nedorim, we go by Shas Nesina. Tosfos says there's actually a pasuk that teaches us that. I want to tell you very simple. Avada, if we're talking about, like Shelley's case, we're talking about, we have a shaila, what you were makdish to Hektish normally. Of course, we go by the time of the Hektish. Somebody, Lamoshel, says, I'm going to give the weight of gold today, 100 pounds of what 100 pounds of gold cost to Hektish. We don't weigh it when you come to Hektish. We go by the day that you made the nether. And that's logical, because that's when you made the nether. You didn't make the nether today, you made the nether then. So of course we go by what it was then. You got up on Tuesday and you said that I'm giving 100 pounds, the value of 100 pounds of gold to Hekdesh, which at that day was $10 a pound. So even though the end of the week it went to $20 a pound, that's not what I was Makdesh. I was Makdesh $10 a pound. I don't have to redeem the gold. I have to keep my nether. If it's a redemption, then you could say, do I redeem it based on today? Or do I redeem it on Tuesday? I'm not redeeming. I'm keeping a nether that I made. What nether did I make? I made a nether on Tuesday to give the value of 100 pounds of gold. That's what I'm going to do today. And any day, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fulfill my vow. The only time there's a debate of when you give, whether you give the time or not, is where it's a redemption factor. There's a redeeming factor. And that's only either by Erech or when you makdish yourself to Hekdesh. Say, Domi Alai, it's also some form of redemption. That's the Hekdesh from the Dorim to Erech. There's a form of redemption. When I say Mishkoli Alai, that's a whole different type of nether. That's not a redemption nether, that's a value-based nether. You follow what I'm saying? When I say I'm going to give my weight to Hekdesh, that's not redeeming. I'm not saying I'm going to redeem my weight. I'm saying I'm not being makdish myself at all. I'm not being makdish my value. I'm saying I'm going to give a certain amount to Hekdesh. Says the Rosh, it's most logical that since that's not a redemption, you go by the time of the nether, as we would with everything else. If you got up and said before a real estate crash, you got up and said, okay, the value of my house, not my house, the value of my house I'm giving to Hekdesh, and your house was worth $1 million. And then 2 weeks later, your house is worth $500,000. You got to give $1 million to Hekdesh. There's no shy. Well, of course you got to give you. Why? It wasn't Makdesh my home. I used my home just as a way of equating a value. I want to know how much I'm giving Hekdesh. The value of my home I'm giving to Hekdesh. So of course it goes by the time of the nether. Why in the world would you go later? Push it. When you say my weight, I'm giving my weight to Hekdesh in something, in some goods, you're not talking about being Makdesh yourself or anything to do with you or anything to do with your value. So there you're just being Makdesh a certain amount to Hekdesh. So avada we go by what it was at the time and another. That's why the Rosh says Mistavra Dehakoil B'shas HaNeder. Everything goes by the time and another, like all other Nedarim. All the Rosh is saying is that when you say your weight, you're no longer a gavra, you're a chefza. You follow what I'm saying? You're no longer talking about yourself as a gavra, you're talking about yourself as a chefza. You're saying my weight. I'm talking about my physical, I'm not talking myself as a person, I'm talking myself as a weight. So then it's no different saying my house, the value of my house, the weight of my body. Why in the world would that be a redemption? That's why the Rosh says, HaKoyo Kishas HaNeder. Everything goes by what it was by the time of the nether. I hold the Rosh means everything. The valuation, though, everything goes by the time of the nether. That's the pshat in the Rosh. Now, once we understand this step one, now we understand also step two, which is, why is it up to you to decide? And the answer is very simple. Stam nedarim lahachmer, normally, is when we're talking about a specification. A person went and he said, I'm making a nether of truma. Hareze ke truma. Or hareze truma. This should be truma. Now we don't know, do you mean truma to the kohen? Or do you mean, which isn't a nether? Or do you mean truma salishka to the Beis HaMikdash, which isn't a nether? So we say, we go lachma. So you mean to be machma. Over there we have a specific nether that you made, and we say, we go lachma, that you meant to make a nether, rather than to say you didn't mean to make a nether. It's either you meant truma of tvua, or you meant truma to the Beis HaMikdash. We go lachma. Over here, when you say you're going to give your weight, right? You're going to give your weight. So over here, you're using your body only as a measurement of weight. You're not using your body as any form of value. And that's the whole point of the way we're explaining it. You're just saying, I'm going to give a certain amount of weight to Hekdesh. So really, you have not yet made any nether on value. You haven't made yet. We have no nether yet on value. You've only made a weight nether. You said, I am going... That's like somebody says, I'm making a nether to give money to Hekdesh. All you got to do is give a pruta. We don't say, well, what did you mean? Because he said what he means. He said everything he had to say. I'm going to give money to Hekdesh. Money is a pruta. How much money? How much would mean the guy said, I'm going to give five to Hekdesh. Now we say, five what? Okay, so now there's a din stam nedarim lahachma, which means we take the more stringent translation of your words. That means we have words that you said that could mean A, B, or C, definitively. They meant, five meant 5 cents, $5, $500. So now we say, okay, sir, you said you're going to give money five. You're giving five money. What? Five what money? If he says he meant 5 cents, it's 5 cents. So he says, I don't know what I meant, so we say he meant $500,000, let's say. Okay. He doesn't know what he meant. Maybe I meant 500,000. We go hachma. Okay. But that's because we put it into the nether. We say, okay, he said five. Five obligates him to a number. We don't know if it's number A, B, or C. It's C. Unless he tells us definitively that it's A or B. Here, the guy said, I'm obligating to give my weight to Hekdesh. Right? He said the whole thing. I'm giving my weight to Hekdesh. That's it. Now, all he's obligated to do is to give 500 pounds of weighed material to Hekdesh. Okay? Now, he didn't say money. He said nothing. He said weight. That's what he's obligated. Now, how does he fulfill such an nether? By giving that weight to Hekdesh. In anything.
Why by the
usher, there's no shaila. When an usher says my weight, in his language, it means gold. That's why the Rambam says it has to be an usher muflug. It has to be such a wealthy man that he only talks in gold. If it could mean any, the Rambam seems to say if it could mean any, even though this guy can afford gold, it's not enough, the Rambam says. Has to be he's so rich. He's so rich that when he says weight, it means gold. That's the way he talks in gold numbers. That's gold. So to him, weight means something additional. When me and you talk, weight is a measurement. It's a way of you're measuring weight. So when you say, I'm going to give 500 pounds to Hekdesh, that's what you're obligated to do, to give 500 pounds to Hekdesh. Of what? You have not discussed it. And even later, when you go and you give, when you give your pitch to Hekdesh, you're not being mekayem your nether with the pitch. You're being mekayem your nether with the 500 pounds. The pitch is just, pitch just happens to be what you're giving. How are you yotzei your nether? Because you gave 500 pounds to Hekdesh. That's how you were yotzei your nether. You never discussed, your nether never included what it was. There's no way of us saying that it included what it was because your words didn't have any indication. So therefore it's not a nether. Mashenkein, the Gemara in the Mishnah in the Dorim that says Stam the Dorim Lachmer is only in a case where we say that your words allowed an interpretation of Lachmer. Then we say, oh, you meant Lachmer. You meant Lachmer. You said something which could mean this or this, but not with if somebody would make a nether, I make a nether, I'm going to go. That's not a nether. We don't say, well, from where you're standing, okay, we take the furthest place on earth that you could possibly go to, and that's what you mean, because it could mean anything in between from where you're standing to the furthest place. I'm going to travel now. So we take the furthest place around the globe and everything in between, and you have to go everywhere, unless you're Matan Neder, which you probably would do, right? We don't say that. You know why? Because the word go definitely doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean the furthest place. It doesn't mean halfway. It means nothing. You haven't discussed where you're going. There's no din of stam nedarim lahachmer. If somebody says, I'm going to give, he doesn't have to, it doesn't mean anything. Over here, the only thing your nether includes is weight. So therefore, you clearly, it's not that we have a suffix what you spoke about. You clearly have not discussed an item. Not that we don't know what you're discussing. All the cases in the Dogam is where you told us something, we're confused. We don't know what you meant. Did you mean this or did you mean this? So we are confused. So then we say, we go l'hachmer. Here we're not confused. We know, definitively, that you discussed nothing but weight. So you never can't... Even if you... What I'm trying to tell you is that even if you had it in mind, technically, you didn't say it. So you may have to give it because there's a separate halacha that kol nediv leiv. But it's not your neder. All I'm saying is, the din of stam nedarim lahachmer has nothing to do with our sugya. Because there's no something. We know for sure you spoke about pounds, and we know for sure you didn't speak about anything else. By truma, we don't know. Did you mean truma sagoyrin, or did you mean truma salishka? If you meant truma salishka, you said it. If you meant truma sagoyrin, you said it. We don't know. It could mean this, or it could mean this. You open the dictionary, it has five taichin. So you communicate, and then there is a communication. You communicate it. We don't know what you communicated. Here, we know what you communicated. You definitively communicated weight, and you definitively didn't communicate anything else. There's no lachmer. Maybe I'd like to give gold. Okay, you could talk about it. That's what Rashi says. Kol mashiu reifte. What would you like to do? We don't tell you. It's up to you. You got to now, all you got to give hektishes is weight. What's called weight? Something that's weighed. That's all. That's what you have to give hektish. That's another. The guy says, you know what? I was thinking gold. So we may tell him, you know what? There's a din by hektish that if you think to give gold, you got to give gold. We're not obligating you to give gold because you made another gold. Because you made a donation, you didn't have to say anything. We're not telling you to give your weight in gold because you said, I'm mishkoli alai. You don't have to say anything. That's the point. So the whole lech of Mishnah is a mute issue. It's not a get to our sugi b'chla. Has no shaykhs to our sugi. We're taking a different mahalach than he is. He's obviously learning that somehow when you say mishkoli alai, you're confusing us. He's looking at it like, you said weight, okay, weight of what? What I'm telling you is, even if you tell us today that you meant gold, we're still going to tell you you never said that. The only case, like the Rambam says, is an usher muflik, where when he says weight, he means gold. So then he did communicate. In his language, in his waltzy language, he communicated. And that's Pashuk Shana Rambam. Everybody is the Shana Rambam. Why do you have to be an usher muflik? Why can't it just be a waltzy guy that sometimes means gold? No, because sometimes means gold, sometimes would give gold doesn't mean gold. It has to be elevated to the level that when he says the word weight, it means gold. Now you got to be very rich for us to say that in your language, weight means gold. And that's what the Rambam says. You have to be an usher muflik. Because other than that, you haven't communicated it. If you didn't communicate it, it's done. Finished. I believe that Rabbi Yossi, when he says Mishkali, he says Mishkal Yodai, he says that when you said, I'm going to give the weight of my hand, since there's no way of knowing what the weight of your hand is, so then you haven't said it. You haven't communicated it. So all you communicated was an oimed, so that's what your leather is. That's what Gufa Rabbi Yossi Shita. When Rabbi Yossi says, you know what? We're relying on evaluation anyway. So I said, so why don't we get as close as possible? The Torah says, because we're not trying to get as close as possible. We're trying to define what you said. Mm-hmm. So all you said was Oymet. Your words can only include the Oymet of your hands. That's all it could include. That's all it could include, according to Rabbi Yossi. So he holds, from a communication standpoint, you haven't communicated anything other than Oymet. And therefore, he says, if you don't give your image, you're not doing what you said. We're looking here to look at what you communicated. We're not looking, you weren't makdish your hand. We're looking what you communicated. Rabbi Yossi says, well, listen, you couldn't have communicated actual weight of your hand because there's no way to actually weigh it. So you, what did you communicate? All you communicated was an evaluation. So that's what you, that's what you communicated. And therefore that was lies in your neder. Okay, we'll stop there.